company get-together. He seemed nice enough. Her mother's hands fluttered to her mouth like pigeons homing in on breadcrumbs. Oh, why didn't I think of him? He was so polite and easy on the eyes, too.
He's okay, I guess. Stella ran her fingertips over the condensation on her water glass. To be honest, she'd considered Philip. He was conceited and abrasive, but he was a direct speaker. She really liked that in people. I think he has several personality disorders. Her mother patted Stella's hand. Instead of putting it back in her lap when she was done, she rested it over Stella's knuckles. Maybe he'll be a good match for you then, dear, with issues of his own to overcome. He might be more understanding of your Asperger's. Though the words were spoken in a matter-of-fact tone, they sounded unnatural and loud to Stella's ears. A quick glance at the neighboring tables in the restaurant's canopied outdoor dining area reassured her that no one had heard, and she stared down at the hand on top of hers, consciously refraining from yanking it away. Uninvited touches irritated her, and her mother knew it. She did it to acclimate her. Mostly, it drove Stella crazy. Was it possible Philip could understand that?
I'll think about him, Stella said, and meant it.
She hated lying and prevaricating even more than she hated sex. And, at the end of the day, she wanted to make her mother proud and happy. No matter what Stella did, she was always a few steps short of being successful in her mother's eyes, and therefore her own, too. A boyfriend would do that, she knew. The problem was, she couldn't keep a man for the life of her.
Her mother beamed.
Excellent! The next benefit dinner I'm arranging is in a couple months, and I want you to bring a date this time. I'd love to see Mr. James attending with you, but if that doesn't work out, I'll find someone.
Stella thinned her lips. Her latest sexual experience had been with one of her mother's blind dates. He'd been good-looking, she had to give him that, but his sense of humor had confused her. With him being a venture capitalist and her being an economist, they should have had a lot in common, but he hadn't wanted to talk about his actual work. Instead, he'd preferred to discuss office politics and manipulation tactics, leaving her so lost, she'd been certain the date was a failure. When he'd straight out asked her if she wanted to have sex with him, she'd been caught completely off guard. Because she hated to say no, she'd said yes. There'd been kissing, which she didn't enjoy. He'd tasted like the lamb he'd had for dinner. She didn't like lamb. His cologne had nauseated her, and he'd touched her all over. As it always did in intimate situations, her body had locked down. Before she knew it, he'd finished. He'd discarded his used condom in the trash can next to the hotel room's desk. That had bothered her. Surely he should know things like that went in the bathroom. Told her she needed to loosen up, and left. She could only imagine how disappointed her mother would be if she knew what a disaster her daughter was with men. And now her mother wanted babies, too. Stella got to her feet and gathered her purse. I need to go to work now. While she was ahead on all her deadlines, need was still the right word for it. Work fascinated her, channeled the furious craving in her brain. It was also therapeutic.
That's my girl, her father said,
standing up and brushing off his silk Hawaiian shirt before hugging her.
You're going to own that place before long.
As she gave him a quick hug, she didn't mind touching when she initiated it or had time to mentally prepare for it. She breathed in the familiar scent of his aftershave. Why couldn't all men be just like her father? He thought she was beautiful and brilliant, and his smell didn't make her sick.
You know her work is an unhealthy obsession, Edward. Don't encourage her, her mother said before she switched her attention to Stella and heaved a maternal sigh. You should be out with people on the weekend. If you met more men, I know you'd find the right one.
Her father pressed a cool kiss to her temple and whispered, I wish I were working too. Stella shook her head at him.